sister friend. Happy 2024. You haven't heard from your girl since September of 2021. I'm not going to lie and say like, oh, I am stoked to be back behind the mic. I am nervous though. It's been a long journey to get me back behind the mic, but I just want to first and foremost say thank you so much to everyone who has continued to listen and continue to review the podcast without a single episode being posted in almost 3 years now. I mean, I'm absolutely completely mind blown. And even more thank you to anyone who has reached out to me via DM or email just to check on me, to see how I'm doing, to see what I'm up to now, if they could follow me now. There are so many things that have happened in the last 3 years, but honestly, I barely even want to dive into all that because that's not what this podcast was built on. That's not what my goal for this next season of our life in this space looks like at all. So although I know I'll be sharing lessons that I have learned in these past 3 years because they have absolutely shaped who I am now. And that season was so important to get me to come back behind the mic. And I definitely will be sharing those lessons with you guys in this next season. Like I said, I had to say a serious, huge thank you to anyone who reached out to me, anyone who DM'd me, anyone who emailed me, anyone who listened to the podcast, anyone who reviewed the podcast. You guys are what it's about. Ultimately, that is what led me to being here today to start season 2, take our power back, and to see where this can really go. I feel like God is in this space even more. It took so many different things to put me back in this seat. Things like the reviews and the emails that I received were gut punches. Like, hey girl, that's what you should have been doing. This is what you should have been doing. You know God is the one that put this podcast on your heart. This business, this community, this space was put on your heart from God, and you know that for a fact. So the fact that you're running from it and running and running and trying to fill your time and space and energy up with other things that you think you should be doing, let's just say it's humbled me to realize like it's not about me. This has always been about who I can help, who I can reach, who I can guide, who I can inspire, motivate, point to Jesus, all of those things. And I have just let so many things, mainly myself, no one else, like myself, get in the way time and time and time again. And I think it's really cool that God has just never left or forsaken me. Or any of us. Like, we can wander, we can leave, we can go distant, we can grow cold, we can go silent, and he is still right there. I'm gonna get into that in a little bit. It took reviews like these two in late 2023 that made me throw my hands up and say, it is time to do the work on the inside, the work on the big mass in between my two ears, to make it strong, to make a comeback. To share those two reviews. Rubies Are Better Than Diamonds said, thank you for your encouraging words. I really needed a pick-me-up of tough love today, and everything you said felt like it was addressing everything I'm feeling. Today was the first time I listened, and I thank God I found you. God bless you. Those words were written in September of 2023, after 2 years of no new episodes. I just don't feel like I even deserve to have thank you. Another one from July of 2023, Linda63901 said, I opened up my podcast and did a search for women's Christian podcasts, and I played this one. God knew I needed to hear this. Thank you. Those are so simple words, just a simple thank you. They did a simple search in their podcast platform and searched Christian women podcasts, and they found me and they chose mine. I don't know. I have chills. Like, I just truly am so grateful for God never giving up on me and this message that he knows that he wants to be out there. But it's not from me, guys, like I promise, because I've given up on me. This is not me right here. My pastor gave a sermon on Palm Sunday before Easter that summed up my time away from this space rather perfectly. His main 3 points were 1, don't wander, 2, don't waver, and 3, don't wait. Man, did I wander? Lesson. Man, did I waver? Lesson. Man, did I wait? Are you serious? Almost 3 years. Lesson after lesson after lesson. I am living proof that God allows some fools more time to get it right. He knew my heart was better than my choices and my actions. So if you're anything like me and you get stuck, you mess up or question everything God has already laid out for you, then I guess you aren't in too bad of company. I mean, Peter was Jesus's bestie, and he denied him 3 times and wasn't at his crucifixion, and he still went on to be a great servant for the faith. Something I struggled with after the last podcast episode that I released was imposter syndrome. I really was drowning in thoughts of who in the heck am I to be talking about Jesus, to be talking about the Bible when I am not perfect. I still struggle with certain things. And God knew, I wandered so far from God and His Word in 2022 and 2023. Sure, storms led me to that wandering, but it led me to waver in who I was in Christ. And then that led me to waiting, to getting back to who I knew God was, getting back into all of the things that I knew would save me again. But that imposter syndrome was pretty strong. I've never wanted to come off as an expert. And I felt like a couple of my episodes were getting, I'm not a pastor. Like, I definitely am just speaking words are on my heart, and then I tie scriptures to them. So I really got in my head, like, I don't want to come off as an expert. I don't want to come off as this perfect Christian when I'm lukewarm at best. I just want to be a resource to those who can use me as one. I want this to be personal development in the way that this world says it is. I want it to be what the Bible says it is. That's more called sanctification. And that's really, I guess, what this is about. But really relating to who you are, to the modern day Christian in this dark, dark world. Because I tried personal development the world's way. And surprise, surprise, it blew up. I want Christian women to know that their ambition is not sinful, that their desire to be abundant and to be generous and to create a business or to create a home or to create a life that is content and joyful and godly and holy and still really, really good and sweet. Of course, it's going to have struggle. Of course, it's going to have times of despair because that's what this life is. But I want us to be able to do it with Jesus in all seasons of our life, with rest, with accountability, with love, with grace, joy, enjoying the moment, but working for the harvest, doing life with and for others. Our wealth is managed differently than the world's. Our time is managed differently than the world's. We handle loss and negative situations differently. I just want to be a resource for those things to people that need it. I don't want to be an expert. I just want to help, inspire, motivate, show Jesus in all seasons of life, business, and relationships, because those are my favorite parts about life. Life, business, and relationships. The Proverbs 31 woman has her own businesses, has seasons of where she's a mother, is a homemaker, takes care of her home, takes care of her husband. She is all of the things. She's not all the things all at one time. That's not what it says. She seeks Jesus in all seasons of her life, business, and relationships. One big mistake I'd been making is trying to find a concrete example or even like blueprint of what I should be doing to create this business, the brand that is on my brain and heart, this podcast, this space, this community. And I have not been able to find it. There's a reason for that. I have to create it. One of my mentors, she doesn't know she's a mentor of mine. I love her so much. Her name is Jess Massey. She has a podcast. I'll link it in the show notes because everybody needs to follow her and follow her on Instagram and listen to her podcast. It's called Hustle Sanely. And she posted a story on her Instagram the other day of something she wrote down in a notebook, like just a journal that she was journaling. And it said, your dream job does not exist. You have to create it. Being an entrepreneur is about going first, creating the path only you can see so others can walk through it after you. The blueprint I was searching for the past few months does not exist. So I'm creating it. You have the permission to do the same. I don't have anyone that is going to say, yes, this is a good idea. Go for it, girl. I'm creating this based on the things that I have learned and will continue to learn in life so others can get to their destination, their calling, their healing, their purpose faster and more efficiently ever thought possible. That's my goal of this podcast. I'm afraid of negative things coming out about any of the sins of my past when there are actual pastors out there who do terrible, terrible things. So who am I to sit on the sidelines with intentions of just wanting to be that resource to you or who needs it? Who am I to sit on the sidelines? Who are you to sit on the sidelines? No, sis, no. We're done with that fear tactic from the enemy. My authority is God. Yes, I will receive negative feedback and criticism. I've received negative reviews also. And I won't be everyone's cup of tea. I might even be canceled at some point. I don't know. But I'll be okay. Like I said, I know my intentions are authentic. I'm ready to come out of this pit and to face the fire. Because ultimately, it's not about me. me getting out of my own head and my own way is way more about who I can help than what it's going to do for me. Fuel Her season 2 is on the way. This is just a teaser, but it's going to be a ride that you won't forget. So buckle up, sis, because we are most unapologetically going to be fueling your heart, fueling your mind, and fueling your body so we can free your soul. See you next time.